So the question is, how do I manage security incidents within an established SLA? So for that, incident detection and triage is very important, and it's huge. We have to I always automate alerting using tools like AWS GuardDuty, CloudTrail, Splunk, to ensure fast detection. Also Sentinel. I know how I'm vast in that. Next is incidents are logged and categorized by severity as we go, and we've talked about that based on the impact, the scope, and the SLA defined urgency. Since your company has, as you've the question is in an established SLA, so of course the SLA would have each incident categorized, so that's how I would approach it. Next is to use playbooks to streamline the triage, especially for frequent alert types, right? And again, I'll move to SLA-driven prioritization. If the SLA defines a response window for critical to be an hour and high to be 4 hours, we'll make sure that we follow through. Then the use of ticketing systems, ServiceNow, Jira, with SLA timers. These are the things that I'll do, and clearly tag and track incidents with metadata, time detected, impact to the system, who is the owner, and how the like a call tree, making sure that everything is documented and added to how the information will be passed down. Again, next is the contamination and mitigation. Rapid contamination uses automation. So we'll quarantine the EC2 instances, revoke IAM access, block IP addresses via WAF and all that, and coordinate with affected teams to stop further spread, begin remediation action immediately. Next is the communication and coordination. This was the call tree that I mentioned earlier. And this is how we'll communicate, notify the internal stakeholders for severe incidents. We trigger the incident response badge and track task in real time. Regular status updates will be provided, and especially if the, of course, SLA clock is ticking, so we have to keep informing. I'll document an RCA. RCA is root cause analysis. I'll complete the RCA within the post-incident review time period. Maintain full log action of everything that has been taken, times and personnel involved. Identify and implement preventive measures. That will be the policies, updates, improved alerts, and even training will be a part of it. And finally, will be like a continuous monitoring for improvement. So these are the things that I will put in place to analyze where delays occur, and to monitor compliance, test monthly and quarterly. So these are the things that I would do.